Villas for Veterans is a special and unique cause that hopes to make a difference to those who have been injured in conflict. Founded by Royal Marine Mark Ormrod and paratrooper Dave Tatlock, and with the help of Rosie Dunn, who's on the line to tell us more. Hi, Rosie. Welcome to BFPS. Can you just start by telling us about Villas for Veterans? What is it, and what does it aim to achieve?
Well, the primary objective is to raise in the region of £2 million. To buy a private, specially adapted villa for injured soldiers returning from Afghanistan and any other conflicts, for that matter. Set up, as you rightly said, by myself, Mark Ormrod, and Dave Tatlock, who both of these lads have been through grueling rehabilitation themselves. So they really do know what they're talking about. Mark was the first triple amputee to return from Afghanistan. And Dave Tatlock, who's a paratrooper, was shot in the back, shot in the spine in Afghanistan as well. So they're the guys who know what injured soldiers really need.
Tell us about the actual villa.
Well, the villa itself, obviously, first and foremost, we have to raise the funds. But the villa itself will be adapted to deal with all manner of injuries and disability. And one of the other great advantages of it is that it will be providing privacy for injured servicemen and women to recuperate, because doctors continue to say that recuperation is as crucial a part of recovery as the rehabilitation as they get at places like Headley Court, which are brilliant. You know, Headley Court does such an excellent job. But
that's one process, isn't it? That's the start of the rehabilitation, yeah. Isn't it?
I mean, the whole point is we have the support of Ben Parkinson, who I know you've dealt with.
Yeah.
And his mother, Diane, is a great supporter of ours, and she has continually said that when Ben was going through rehabilitation at Headley Court, doctors continually said, take him away, take him for some rest in between the rehabilitation. But Diane's point was, where on earth would I take somebody as severely disabled as my son? There was nowhere, and she said, absolutely, this is something that injured servicemen and women need.
Okay, let's talk about your calendar of events to try and raise enough money for this villa. Haven't you got some jumping out of a plane kind of event coming up?
Yes, we have. I mean, basically, there's a lot of fundraising events being organised over the course of the next few months. One of them is a skydive in June.
Fantastic. I was actually going to say, me and my producer would be willing to come along to that.
That's fantastic.
To hurl ourselves out. I mean, I think she's had one before. I've never done it. I'm quite happy to have a go at that.
That would be absolutely fantastic, because all the support we can get would be gratefully received. In March, we have a rather swish charity poker tournament, kindly being staged for us at the Fox Poker Club in Shaftesbury.
Brilliant. That sounds fun.
Yes, a lot of the lads want to get involved in that, and obviously it could potentially raise a lot of money.
Yeah, that sounds great. Did I hear that Duncan Ballantyne might be coming to that?
Well, he has unofficially agreed to come, and we're hoping for confirmation on that. And you know, we would love it if Duncan was to come along and support us, but he has expressed an interest.
Let me tell you where I am. I've got four aces.
Yes.
It'd be hilarious if he came along.
I think it would, yes.
And what else have you got?
Obviously the skydive, which is June, and loads of people seem to be, you know, very keen on that.
How much have you got so far in the kitty?
Well, the fundraising has just started, so this is where the real hard work starts.
It's awareness as well, isn't it, Rosie?
Of course it is. And I think one of the things that, you know, I'd like to mention is that Mark Ormrod and Dave Tatlock are two incredibly exceptional young men, because they have been through so much. They have suffered, you know, great hardship and disability and injury, but they continue to inspire others.
It's inspirational. It's absolutely inspirational.
It's incredible.
Can we have your website details?
Yes, of course. It's villasforveterans.com or .co.uk. Both will go to the same place.
Rosie Dunn from Villas for Veterans. Thank you very much, Rosie.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time and your support. I look forward to seeing you on the skydive.
Yeah. I know. We'll talk about it very sort of tentatively and very quietly at the moment. But yeah, watch this space.
Well, I think you've gone public with it now. No getting out of it.